Greetings and welcome, everyone. It's All You Can Geek Movie Cast, episode 695. I'm your host, Jim Guest, joined by Mike Sanidi.
Here's
your mic. Corey Feinsod.
Yo.
And Tony Birkenaugus.
Hello, hello.
We didn't hear you, Mike. Welcome. Welcome,
Jim,
listeners and viewers.
I don't think Jim is there.
Oh. We can't. You hear him.
Oh. Okay.
Bizarro world? Okay.
I don't hear Jim at all. I don't get him.
Maybe you should go restart or leave and come back, Mike.
Okay.
There was a Discord update waiting for those wondering when I logged in last time. That's what I had to do. So, but anyways, welcome to 695, right? We're live on Twitch Tuesday nights. Thank you for joining us. If you're joining us live, all the content is on YouTube. So if you missed these live broadcasts, we are there for all the greatness of previous episodes and whatnot. So, how's it going, guys?
It's going.
I don't know why you never came back for me only, but that was weird.
I don't know. That was weird. But like I said, there was a Discord update. So welcome, everybody. What have you been watching? So X-Men had a pretty good episode last week. I believe, did we all check that one out? As I pour my seltzer here. So I thought it was a pretty good episode. I liked it. I liked how they did like part one and then they did an episode and then part two, essentially. You know, that was interesting. But it was good. I don't know. I enjoyed it quite a bit. Anything negative to say about it, guys? I don't think so, right? That was pretty good.
I'm caught up now, so.
Oh, you caught up? Nice.
Yeah.
That's good. I feel like it's a little bit of a, you know, it made, even though it's part two, it made it feel like a filler episode after the previous episode a bit.
I mean, a little bit because of the way they finished the episode, but
yeah.
I liked this continuation of this overarching story that they're giving us. I think it's good. I don't know. I like it. Like, they're giving us a whole bunch of different areas. So
it's okay. I don't know how, you know, doing something makes clothes and hair change magically, but whatever.
Yeah. Tony, what'd you think?
I mean, I liked it. I don't get this criticism that it's filler when this is literally how the X-Men comics have done it, where it's like, hey, you have different characters in different places doing different things, and it all comes together.
A comic book is like, you know, a story told over years, like, what, monthly? This is, we have 10 episodes, and then we have to wait, like, 2 years. So, I don't know. It matters a little more, I think, when one-tenth of your show is like, you know, all right, now wait. Okay, here we go.
You had to wait 2 weeks.
Well, he's talking about the previous episode. Not the part two. There was no filler before this. He's saying we got like a different story last episode, and then rather than get the continuation of what we got there, we got this part.
We've got the predictable, obvious ending of part one and this part two here while we were waiting to see what was happening from the biggest cliffhanger of the entire series. So it feels, you know.
Again, you're going to have to wait 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like get away from 2 weeks from part one, which was true. I thought, oh, you mean like
either or? You have to.
We're running out of episodes, though. Like,
it's like, I don't know. I didn't have a big problem with it, but maybe because I got to binge through it. I guess I don't know. It's not as big of a deal for me, but I could understand that you could be upset. But at the same time, it's not a big deal for me, I guess. But yeah. No, I think that for coming through, coming at this, because, like, obviously it's really well done. Characters are great, and it seems like they're pulling a couple different stories and putting them together, using different characters from the comics to replace other characters, which is fine. To, you know, fit their story. You'll make it your own. It's good. And they alluded to, you know, no one's safe. But I mean, it's a little predictable at the same time. And I think having waited to see it and, like, people talking up a lot, maybe it hasn't hit as hard as maybe some of the the chatter has.
I mean, what it comes out to is, like, I love and appreciate this adaptation, but, like, you know, I said after episode two, it's like, when you're speeding running these arcs, where it's like, hey, this entire storyline got summed up in one episode, one 20-minute episode. I'm like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, there's some where I'm like, yeah, the whole Madeline Pryor thing is kind of weird and icky, but like, I think maybe it deserved more than 20 minutes to, you know, let that marinate and stew, because it's kind of like, oh, okay, well, you know, we're on to the next plot point already. But I mean, that's the belly of the beast, right? That's modern animation. You know, you don't really get a 23 to 26 episode series unless you're like fucking SpongeBob SquarePants or anything like that. So it's unfortunate.
No idea. Maybe, I mean, there's a, a gamble. It was risk to get these 10 episodes out. People, they didn't know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, it's easy now that we're saying this, like, oh, and seeing it, it's like, oh yeah, this is a slam dunk. This is a no brainer, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, this easily could have just been like, wow, this show is not good. Why did they bother? Right. Like,
yeah. I totally, you know. I mean, listen, early, when they first announced it, I'm like, this could probably be a train wreck. This could be like,
That's the fear, right? Because you have that nostalgic feel, and like, you know what you remembered and what you wanted it to be. And
right, but I don't know if the construction of the show should weigh in the possibility that it's bad. Like, that doesn't.
Well, really... No one's saying it's bad. I'm just saying. I think the thing is right now is that they're trying to do more within these 10 episodes. Less. I don't think they had the faith or guarantee that they'd be able to let this, like, you know, marinate more on these storylines and be able to, you know, focus in on different aspects, because they knew they were getting 20 episodes or something. They only had 10, so it's like let's speed run these storylines and get everything in here just in case. And that, unfortunately, is, you know, you want to have a little bit more fleshed out storylines from what you remember from the comics.
I do think, because I was trying to think why exactly, because the first half of this, you know, Life Death arc was, you know, half of an episode, which was odd. And I really think they just wanted to create the feeling that more time had passed in that arc than what they actually had in screen time, maybe. That's the only reason I can think why they didn't just make this its own episode earlier on. But I mean, I guess that makes a little sense. It feels like passage of time is highly implied and important to what happened in that, but
because Storm, you know, goes off on her little journey, meets Forge and everything like that, and then she has her whole arc, and it ends with her, you know, turning on TV, and that's when the news hit simultaneously while the X-Men back in New York are watching the news, you know, where Rogue is having to deal with the aftermath of
all the stuff
what happened on the island. So I mean, it could be better for sure, but again, you know, I'm willing to gloss over.
Absolutely,
you know that. I mean, it's,
and with good reason.
It's a miracle this is being made. Right?
You don't have to be perfect. Yeah,
right. And it's funny now. Yeah, it is funny now because, like, seeing this, all these other people in various '90s cartoon communities or even '80s are going like, "Oh, well, obviously, okay, Spider-Man '98, right? People want to bring that back, or you know, people are talking about like, oh, what if?" WB brought back, you know, just League Unlimited or Batman Beyond or, you know, something like that. And it's like, yeah, I mean, the door is open. You know, you just see one thing with success and, you know, you're going to have people, you know, imitate it, you know?
Yeah.
So, and that's a good thing for the fans of those things, as long as they put the, you know, effort and time into making it, doing right by the fans and doing right by the show.
Right. And the hope here, right, is that the show is successful enough where they can go back, you know, Kevin can go back to, you know, Bob Iger now and be like, hey, X-Men 97 doing pretty good, those numbers pretty good, Disney Plus pretty good, it's like, hey, now we want a 20 episode season three or something like that, right? And that would be great. I mean, it would suck, unfortunately, for the storylines that we've, you know, ran through already, but I don't think so far. I mean, Life Death is, you know, kind of big. Back then I only read it as a kid and I was like, okay, I didn't really get it, but again, I mean, Age of Apocalypse, that would be worthy of an entire season, right?
Oh, like, absolutely.
Like, over a season. That would be so cool, and that's my dream. I'm, like, hoping now, it's like, I hope they don't use it this season, because I'm like, there's no way they would do it justice in four episodes, right?
Could you,
What did you guys think, though, of the other half of this episode? The, this little bit of clarification, sort of what's really going on, but not really, with a certain character? And there was the whole other arc in space.
Yeah, I expected that. but
I'm not a big fan because, like,
yeah, see, I remember as a kid, once the Shi'ar show up, I sort of glossed over everything in my mind.
No, I don't have a problem with the Shi'ar. I have a problem with, like, them acting like, you know, without a definitive statement on how long has passed in the universe. It's like, oh, Charles is gone. You know, he's gone. You know, we're all sad. It's like, but it seems like he's not gone, right? And I even said that after the first episode or two. I'm like, they're acting like he died, but, like, he went to space. So why are they acting like he's gone forever, right?
Well, that's why I was wondering if he did some mind bullshit to, like, make everyone think
and maybe that
died.
Is, if that's what he wound up doing and they're, like, you know, retconning it, right? And comics love to retcon stuff. I'd be like, eh, okay, like, I get it, right? Because, like, I wouldn't want the modern day writers to be beholden to the people that had to end the show hastily because the last season was, you know, on a shoestring budget. And they're like, yeah, and Professor X got really sick and he had to go out to space. Goodbye, everybody. It's like, oh, okay, sure. Like, what are we supposed to do? I dislike the fact that they bring him back now already. Like, I want the X-Men to go through pains without him because they have to grow, right? And for him to show, like, come back and be like, oh, my X-Men, everything is really bad. Let me just fix everything. It's like, dude, like, you can wait to season two to bring him back. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. They said that they could do Onslaught. They could do a bunch of comics.
But it does seem that timing-wise, I guess, his mental shock or whatever, it's supposed to be the same time at the end, I guess.
Yeah.
So I will say that the part with him and, you know, mind schooling, detentioning everybody in that room, I'm like, that's an interesting use of his powers. And it does lead credence to, like, maybe they are opening up to that Magneto Onslaught.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking immediately when he started that. Yeah.
But, like, I don't think he ever mind wiped Magneto like he did in the comics. So maybe it would just involve something else happening before that. But I don't know. And we still have, like, Captain America that's supposed to be showing up at some point.
That's true. There could be a retcon, though, because, like, if we're talking about him mind wiping his X-Men, maybe he did that. Also, you know what I mean? Maybe doing that.
I think if they wanted
to cross that line, you know.
Yeah, that's back. Like, they got to save it. And I mean, maybe that's something Kevin is, you know, I refer to Kevin like I know him, I don't. But maybe that's something that Kevin Feige
is holding
in the back of his pocket, right? Because, like, okay, maybe he was big braining being like, all right, we're going to make X-Men 97 amazing. That way you can bring back Spider-Man 98 and then bring back, you know, Fantastic Four, Iron Man, Incredible Hulk. Right, I think those all had cartoons back in the 90s, right? And now you have, like, an AMCU, right? And then it's like, or yeah, C for cartoon instead of you know, cinematic. And then, you know, you could do the Onslaught thing for the Heroes Reborn, because that was a big event back in the 90s. I don't know how well received it was. I just remember back at the time as a kid, people were like, oh, they're rebooting all these, and these heroes are gone from the main universe. I was like, cool, fuck those heroes, fuck them heroes.
Alright. Yeah, so I don't know, we'll see how it keeps going. I watched another episode of Shogun, which I will talk more about once I finish the series, which is now over. So I'll give you guys the rundown next week on that. So been fantastic. So it's really gonna be a hell of a year for shows. Really is for the other years.
Yep.
There's a lot of good stuff already.
Yeah,
so.
Corey, anything for you?
Not just more anime and catching up on X-Men.
Yeah. Mike?
Well, I did finish Fallout this week.
Nice.
A while ago, actually. Now it's earlier in the week. But yeah, I'm all done with it. I liked the ending. I'm feeling the pain of waiting for something else, but a little, but, you know.
You gotta wait. I mean...
That's also, you know, Bethesda's problem here, where they have everyone all in on Fallout, and the next Fallout game will never come out.
Well, let's I know we're in what we've been up to, but obviously Fallout got renewed for season two. That's one of the big news things. And just to merge that together, will it be a while? Will it not be? What's realistic here? Do we think next fall is not realistic? Is spring 2026 more realistic?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. I'm hopeful that they were already in, like, pre-production and they can just go and maybe we'll get it in fall.
I mean,
but
it's a big budget show. There's a lot going on in it.
Well, I mean, the thing is, I feel like if you hit a time gap with it too much, you'll miss something. But you can also gamble that you could get the game out to by season three.
No.
Not the game? Oh my god, Jim. What are you talking
about?
You'd
be lucky if the next old Elder Scrolls game is out by the time season three would be out.
Okay. Yeah, that's,
I mean, we're like 10 years away from a Fallout.
You gotta
it's not this decade.
Yeah.
You gotta skip the next Elder Scrolls game, which is not gonna happen. They should have. If they knew this was gonna happen, the next game should have been Fallout, but no, we're gonna get an Elder Scrolls and no one's gonna care at that point.
Should have canned Starfield, but you know.
Should have made Fallout. Yeah. Then you could have timed it. You
could have made Starfield good too, and that would have been fine for that.
I mean, that would have been the hope, right? That would have been the hope.
But, that is the hope. But yeah, this show, I mean, this show has done amazing for them. Games are up. Soundtrack listening is up. I saw you guys post that stat in the Discord today, which is funny because I'm like, I can listen to the soundtrack too. And I just queued that up myself. So I never even thought about it. Too.
Yeah, there's so many of those old songs that I identify with Fallout that they play. Also, they used the actual theme in the later episodes, which I was kind of waiting for. Like, I'm like, I wanted to hear, you know, the basic Fallout theme. And they used it sparingly for a little bit of, I think, maybe the second to the last episode. I'm like, all right, there it is. That's
what when she held the flag up, I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when she was reading like the history of the area, so it's cool, pretty good.
Yeah,
again, waiting for more.
Yep, that's good. I mean, it's Amazon though too, so they have the money to back this if they need to. It's just, I think it's more about scheduling for people, just making sure everybody's got those schedules lined up.
I mean, the thing is, I will give Amazon credit. Like, I didn't realize how many seasons of Boys we had already. I was like, oh. Like,
and a spinoff.
Yeah, and a spinoff. So that's my hope there, is that, like, at least on the Amazon side of things, because, you know, I can't speak to Bethesda or Microsoft, and even if I had to, it would not be on the positive outlook for them. But Amazon, I can absolutely see being like, we're greenlighting season two and fast-tracking that. But also, I could see them doing a spinoff. Absolutely, easily. Just like Walking Dead did back in its day after, like, three seasons or whatever like that. Because, like, the Fallout universe is just so rich, and you can tell these stories that aren't, like, you know, held to each other, where it's like, oh, we can't do anything because we don't know what's happening in that show, right? You know, you get to be like, just have it take part in a different part of the country, you know? And
absolutely.
Just don't do anything that would mess with the, like, country canon or something like that, you know, the lore.
Go on. What?
That is one thing. I mean, I'm going to avoid a spoiler here, but they did take a step to something that was never, at least to what I picked up from the lore of playing through Fallout 3, 4, New Vegas. They went somewhere with the lore that was sort of surprising, that was never fully, you know, revealed before, from what I could tell. So I was excited and pleasantly surprised by that. I was just like, oh,
yeah,
that's what happened. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was really cool. You know, because it like rewards those longtime fans, and if you didn't know, you didn't know, and it didn't really affect you. Got to experience, you know, the shock of the actual thing rather than be like, oh, the implications of the lore. So that's fine. And, you know, again, the Fallout universe is so big, like, you could just pick a random part of the country and be like, yeah, well, the spin out series is going to be in like fucking Missouri or something like that. It's like, okay, sure, whatever.
Yeah, like, you know, that's what Fallout does so well, is different points. Different parts of the country.
Like some place that has like a landmark that you can like
easily identify.
Yep. And, you know, and then just ruin it and make it a poster.
I mean, you don't think they'll release it all at one shot again, right? Do you? This will be a weekly thing next time. Do you think they underestimated?
I think they will absolutely 100%.
Yeah.
Because
it didn't make any sense why they suddenly did it. Yeah.
Like, you know, like I said, like Invincible, I felt they ruined that by being like, oh, one episode a week, and then we're going to take a mid-season break for three months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't go back to it.
Yeah, I didn't go back to it either.
Yeah.
And I mean, you take 10 episodes of 3 months, you know, that people could potentially have to sub to Amazon Prime for. And again, like, you get that water cooler buzz because, like, you know, again, I personally prefer a binge type style of content, but, you know, I can see for a corporation, if you have that weekly release, you get that water cooler talk that, you know, we discussed before in the podcast where it's like, did you see the Fallout episode yet? And it's like, oh, no. You know, because like one thing I will say is like people are more brazen with spoilers these days. Like I can't even go on to, like if I know a show coming out, I'm like,
yeah,
I got to either like put like, you know, spoiler words, like just filter it out.
That out. Yeah.
Or just got to be like, I got to scroll real fast because people just cannot shut up. Be like, I can't believe this happened in the last episode. It's like, dude, this came out 5 hours ago. How did you watch 8 hours of content in 5 hours? You fucking dumb bitch. Like,
no, but I mean, we're going to do the weekly conversations about the X-Men. So it's, I like that.
It keeps it top of mind, and that's nice for them.
Yeah, so I think that we'll definitely do that for season two and milk it a little bit more.
Like I said, hopefully, I'm hopeful for like a fall, winter, but we'll see. Of 2025, but we'll see. If they were already pre-production on it, that'd be great. Why have they not greenlit a season three already? That's my question. Like, just give it, just go with season two and three greenlit.
There's people involved. This isn't an animated series. Like, this is, it's harder to schedule this stuff.
Sure it is. That's why you greenlight them both and you get them under contract from right away.
I mean, I'm sure that discussion will probably be happening, depending on the writers. Because, like, really, I think it depends on them, you know, because, like, I would hate to see this become a Walking Dead thing. Like, I love like Lucy, don't get me wrong, but I don't know if I want to follow her story for, you know, 10 years, like 10 seasons or whatever it is.
The beauty of what we were just talking about, like maybe not a spinoff, but a continuation of this, you know, this world, but with another character as we go, you know, that could be like season three ends it with her and stuff like that. That would be cool.
You know? Right. Exactly. Yeah. So
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. If anything, I mean, I don't think it's going to be the logistics side because, again, everybody's winning off of this right now. Microsoft, Bethesda, their sales are up. Steam and Valve are getting, you know, their 33% cut from all the games. Spotify is, you know, getting it from Amazon directly. So it's really just a planning thing. So I, you know, why announce something that you're not ready to, you know, divulge yet.
Yep. But. All right. Tony, anything else you watched? Besides X-Men?
No.
All right. Let's go into the news, guys. Transformers. Oh, I'm sorry. What?
I'm sorry. I did. I started Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, I like that show. I stopped watching it like midway through, so I should go back to it and finish
it. Yeah. It's just something that kind of like fun to put on when I'm like cooking or doing chores or something where I could just like, I don't really have to like watch it.
Yeah.
You know, I could just kind of listen and if funny things happen, I can like rewind and watch react. I don't know. I'm weird with certain things like that now where it's like I could just like half pay attention but it's pretty funny. I like all the characters. They're, you know, range from like zany to like Jesus Christ, you're a hot mess, but it's nice.
The captain's great in that show.
I just was on the episode where he gets addicted to crazy cupcakes. Like a stupid Candy Crush, like you know, obvious knockoff and stuff like that. He's like, why? I just don't understand. It's like
that actor passed away, right?
Yeah, he passed away.
So that's unfortunate. It's like weird watching them. I'm like, you're a really good actor.
He's so good in it. Yeah. So, all right. Transformers 1 official trailer was released last week, just about the end of last week, I believe. Chris Hemsworth, it's the story of Optimus Prime and Megatron before they were Optimus Prime.
Enemies.
Yeah. So, interesting looking. I don't know.
I don't know how I feel about it, actually.
Definitely not as bad as I was expecting in terms of you know, getting that new voice actor in for Optimus Prime. Chris Hemsworth, obviously. I'm not opposed to it. Yeah, I'm not that bad. I mean, the guy, didn't he officially retire? Right, he's officially retired, right?
Who?
Optimus Prime's voice.
Peter Cullen?
Yeah, Peter Cullen.
No.
Didn't he like officially retire from the voice? I thought he did. I got like he did officially retire from the voice.
Still doing the movies.
He just did it in Rise of the Beast, dude.
I thought that was it. I'm sorry. I thought that was it. He's not it. He's gonna do him again. I'm okay with that. I just thought we were getting all new voices now
because I'm not
thought
aware, he was done it's with it. Possible. Like we'll have to.
I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna look it up right now. But go on. Okay. So I don't know. What did you think of the trailer, Tony? Any of your big?
I mean, it was all right. It was better than I thought it would be. Like I had really low expectations for it because, like, I don't know. And Tom Hasbro's like, we're making a completely new Transformers thing. I'm like, okay, what's the gimmick here or whatever, you know, just because they've done it so many times over the past 20-something years. But the worst part, I would say, is, like, I don't like their faces. Like, it's just too smooth and too, like, clean. Like, it just doesn't look like a robot, right? It looks more like a DreamWorks or like whatever, like you are clearly watching an animated like thing for kids, which again, I understand it's supposed to be, but like, I'm just like, this is a little too, like they, you know, they turned the notch a bit more than I would have personally liked. Mm-hmm. But as far as the voice goes, I think Chris actually does a really good job as a young Orion Pax, who Optimus is before he becomes Optimus. Like, if I didn't know he was supposed to be Chris Hemsworth, I'd probably not know that until like a little later on, where I'm like, oh, actually, yeah, that is Chris's voice. So he did better than I expected. The story has the potential to be good because, depending on the continuity, I think it's in the comics. Orion and Megatron were friends before they, you know, became sworn enemies. So that's always a good angle.
It's always a good arc. Yeah, the fall.
Magneto exactly. and Xavier.
Yeah, exactly. Magneto and Xavier thing. So I'm interested in seeing how that plays out. But again, I don't know if this is supposed to be just a one-shot movie or if it's going to lead into an animated series. Or so it's just weird. It's really hard for me to, like,
get into lead into toys, Tony.
But even the toys, like, I'm just like, because the day the trailer dropped, they're like, oh, here's the Optimus toy for the movie. And like, it's for the kids. I get that, you know. They're doing plenty of stuff for the old boomer collectors like me, so I'm okay with that. But, it's all right. We'll see.
All right. Target is removing physical media from its stores soon. It's going to still sell, like, these are just movies and TV shows.
Kept shrinking, huh? So I mean that section. Yeah, it keeps was shrinking. Anyways.
I know, like they're saying they're only going to keep a few select titles. I'm like, isn't that what they do already? But anything physical, like not games wise, video games will stay in the stores, but like TV shows, movies, they're going to be removed and shrunk down even further than what they are. And you can still sell. They're going to sell them online, so you can still browse them on their store. And then I believe the comment of like select also covers them for like Black Friday, for instance, when they do like super sales, they'll have like movies in the stores on those kiosks and stuff that they build. But that's it. So physical media is fading away. I mean, I can't imagine. I never see anybody in that section ever. Like the book section gets people, but nobody's ever in the movie side over there. They're right next to each other, but I've never seen anybody in the movie section. So
I'm not surprised. I mean, the writing was on the wall when Best Buy did it, right? Like Best Buy, because that they specialize in that.
That's right? What you go to the store for.
When they did that, it's like, oh, now it's just waiting for everybody else. And I think Walmart's probably going to be the last holdout for that.
Yeah, probably. Right. Yeah. There's section is shrinking too. So, but all right. What else do we have? We did Fallout. Netflix adds 9.33 million subscribers in quarter one, blowing past estimates. Power of the anime?
Power of the content that's not anywhere else. I mean,
yeah. I mean,
that's what it is. You got like all the international stuff. You got the animation. You got the originals. So,
yeah. I mean,
how you build your brand.
It is. I mean, I'm subscribed still. I mean, I'm telling you guys that value at $6.95 a month is awesome. Like, I just love the.
We lost Jim. He froze.
He's gone. What a freeze! Yeah. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
That's quality Photoshop material right there.
I hope you guys can see that too on YouTube and on Twitch. It's beautiful.
But I mean, Netflix can't be beat.
Oh Jesus!
I'm despite perfect. Everything, you know, especially now that we're outside the pandemic by a year, 2 years, whatever you want to say, the competitors that quickly came out and. Rose to that we thought that maybe they would threaten it, like they just kind of fall into the wayside. Like, I don't think anybody would say it's a controversial statement to say that Max has done shit. Disney Plus obviously has done not as well as they would have liked, where they had to say like, hey, we're reducing content and spending on Disney Plus. It's like cool man like I don't know what to say, it's but Netflix, there's always something coming out,
I honestly think that like Apple has some of the best television like outside of Netflix, and I think I could see them growing because they got the funding for it as well, and I could see like them merging with stuff in the future.
Yeah, I think with Apple, it's definitely going to be a slow burn, right? Where it's going to be more like slow and steady rather than the high swings with
Disney. That's what I think. I think like both Max, Disney, Paramount, and whatever you want to call whatever streaming service, they all kind of just like shot their shot. Like, we're going all in here. Like, let's see. And then
they're puttering
out. Yeah. And then and Apple's just kind of like, oh, hey, guys, we're just going to slowly build up our catalog here. And I like what they're doing there because it's still got a lot of value for the price you're getting at Apple.
For sure. You know, I'd be something to Apple too. They hadn't drastically raised the price. Like
they did do it recently.
Like, I think it was like 40% or 50%. We're just like, dude,
it was pretty high because it was, I think, $7, and then it went to 10 or something.
Yeah, something like that. We're like, maybe when like a thing comes out, you know, I'll sub to it and stuff like that. But like, I mean, honestly, like, barring X-Men 97, which again is fantastic, like, what is coming out on Disney Plus this year?
Acolyte,
yeah. Hopefully it's good.
Sure, and we all know how much I'm positive on Star Wars, even though I'm looking forward to that. Like, is this
that's the one thing. I mean, there's something else that's got me back into Star Wars, so I am more looking forward to some more Star Wars things to be good. But it's hard to believe after what we've seen so far.
I'm hopeful, but I'm not. You know, I'm hopeful that it's good, but I don't expect it to be good. That's it. That's the best way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope it's good. I really hope it's like, oh my God, this is incredible. But do I expect that? No, I expect it to be more meh. We'll see. Hopefully. So, all right. Apologies for the connections. Apparently my network is not doing good.
We got good freeze frame of you. So good. For you audio listeners, check out the YouTube video.
Yeah. It's perfect. Apparently. Let's see. Let's talk about Zaslav. So the Warner Brothers CEO, Warner Brothers is notorious. For those don't know, and if you don't listen to this podcast all the time, we talk about them constantly about how they're cutting corners, cutting content, cutting everything you can think of, canceling movies for tax write-offs. Zaslav gets a $50 million, is that a raise or a bonus? That's a raise, 26%?
Yeah.
26% increase in pay.
Mm.
Good for him.
Because he's done such a good job.
Yeah, that's how you reward
people. Honestly, it's one of those things where, like, you kind of wonder how much bad shit somebody can do before somebody just, like, does something to him, right? And I'll just leave that ambiguous, like, in terms of, like, do something. But, like, I don't know a man
that's here at all in Hollywood right now. Do not endorse any violent
acts. We don't endorse any. But it's just, like, you know, with each new, like, cancellation or fire. Because, I mean, like, Cartoon Network's in shambles, right? Like, they fired most, if not everybody there. All those animation studios are, like, pretty much dog shit.
Discovery is a channel that they bought.
Rooster Teeth.
They merged.
Yeah.
They have no content. No content. Yeah.
Well, he's the Discovery guy. Done. He came when that happened.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. For, like, Discovery is, like, empty. I was just talking about that the other day. I'm like, there's nothing on this. Like, they're not making new shows. They're not making anything.
Max is losing more content than it's gaining.
Yeah.
It is funny, like,
we could argue about, like, how Netflix. I don't know why. It's funny, too. There's also rumors, like, stuff is still on Max. Like, all of the animated, like, DC stuff is still there. But there was rumors that it was going away, and we believed it because who's to trust anything they do? And we can debate how, you know, Warner Brothers was before the merger, but it's been markedly worse after the merger, and that's Zaslav, and he sucks.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no way around it.
Yeah,
I can't think of a single person more hated in Hollywood right now than Zaslav. Like,
yeah, I mean, he's not hated by somebody. He's getting a massive pay raise, but he's hated by most. Yeah,
it makes its own
right, because that's him and his board being like, "Yes, we approve these raises to ourselves."
Yeah, what you have done has been fantastic for us. We're going to give you a raise. That's what they told him. So, writing off those movies and killing properties.
Fuck Zaslav.
Yeah, fuck Warner Brothers.
Hurting the games too now.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. All
right, let's bring it up. The news of the week. Well, not news of the week. The news this week. Yesterday, Deadpool and Wolverine trailer, guys. Check it out.
Official trailer dropped.
Mm-hmm. Looks pretty good, I would say. A lot going on in it.
Dude, it looks fun. I can't wait. It looks so fun. Like, that's what you want from this movie, buddy cop kind of thing. We expected it, obviously, but I loved the trailer. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah. So,
It's fun looking. It's good to see Hugh Jackman as Wolverine with Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool back together again.
And we do have some instances of the sleeveless version of that costume. So
yeah,
we can and all there rest was, easy.
Some interesting like characters in front of the giant Ant-Man skull.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of dark. Actually, I was like,
oh, it was like, dark.
I was like, they're using Ant-Man's head for their as a headquarters. Their headquarters.
Oh, the headquarters. I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah. I guarantee that's going to be a joke in the movie too.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, no. I mean, I saw a bunch of X-Men.
Pyro is there.
Pyro.
Lady Deathstrike was there.
Yeah, Lady Deathstrike. Azazel from First Strike or whatever. What's
First Class.
First Class. Thank you.
First Strike. First Class. That's magic. But I did not expect Cassandra Nova to be the villain. Because she's pretty fucked up. Like, I mean,
that whole storyline is
that storyline is super fucked up. Like if you guys that's one of those
no, that's I don't like know. Cassandra Nova is Charles Xavier's twin, and in the womb they had a psychic battle because they were just so powerful and like they needed dominance, and Charles had to subdue her, and she became like this entity. And essentially, in the comics, if you're like this kind of energy, essentially, you don't really take a form, but she's just so powerful that she takes a form and comes back for revenge. Essentially, but she is the evil Charles Xavier.
X3. Yeah.
Cool.
So it's kind of interesting with the angle they're going, how they played up the Wolverine part in this trailer. How like whoever it was, you know, saw was like, "Oh, this is the Wolverine that failed his world and stuff like that." Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, "Well, the world seems pretty all right when Deadpool comes to the bar to talk to him and stuff like that." But then people, like, I saw some speculation online that maybe Wolverine somehow, like that Logan, somehow got to the 616 universe.
Mm.
And he's just hanging out and being depressed, drinking. And, you know, that's when the TVA and Deadpool come into play and stuff like that. I don't know. Who knows if that's
a lot of theories,
there's
for
there's
sure.
A lot of theories, right? There's a lot of interesting things.
Do I have to watch Loki season 2 too before this?
No, you should watch Loki. You should watch it anyways.
That's my number one show from last year, man.
I watched the first season and I don't have any real
interest. You should watch season 2.
But as far as this trailer goes, I mean, the action looks a lot of fun. I'm glad that they're going full out gory, even in the trailer here.
Yeah, when he got stabbed in the fucking ball.
You know. That's good. And the cameo, like, there are a bunch, like, we just saw a tease of those cameos, and rumor has it, like, pretty much you're getting a ton of people like that you wouldn't expect. Like, Channing Tatum is most rumored to be playing Gambit in this, which is going to be funny. And it'll be cool to see.
He's been trying.
Yeah. And you know, it'd be cool to see X-23 coming back as well. I think that'll be neat. So I'm excited to see what they do here to get some of these old X-Men characters and just blow them all up and like reset everything. Essentially, that's what I'm hoping for, anyway.
Yeah,
I mean, I hope it's fun. I'm a little over these multiversal bullshit stories, but
that's what I think this is about, right? Is to kind of fix a lot of that, right? Yeah. Is to kind of reset a little bit and kind of get focused on something for the future.
I feel like I think this is supposed to kick that off to kind of start to get rein it in. Yeah.
The X-Men under Fox never made sense to begin with, right? I mean, they broke their own continuity right after 3.
Mm-hmm.
We just explained how he fixed himself. He doesn't need a form. He can make himself an entity just like Cassandra Nova. That's the only thing. No, First Class really broke the canon a bit.
Well, sure, First Class did, but then you have Days of Future Past, which even though I liked, that was like,
I really like that movie, but you're right. Yeah, it messed the continuity up even more. So yeah,
you know, so it's like whatever. You always had to take that with a grain of salt. So I don't personally have a problem with it. And again, it's time traveling. If they're giving a bookend to the Fox universe, then have at it.
Yeah,
yeah,
well, it should be fun.
Looks good.
That's the main thing. Is it's like everywhere. This trailer is everywhere. So
Yeah. First billion-dollar movie this year.
And as you pointed out, Tony, the co-creator of Deadpool gets a little shout-out because he can't draw feet.
Rock Leaf, yeah.
Yeah, but it is like he's talked about it too, right? Like he hates drawing feet in hand.
Oh, he admits it. He doesn't shy away from it at all. He's like, dude, fuck feet. And I'm like, yeah, I understand, man.
I think they're always hidden, and like even like I said, like on the Discord, like he even hides his hands as much as possible if he can. So
yeah, because I mean, like the thing is, like what I understand is that he got a lot of work just because he met deadlines, right?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't so much that he was like a great artist, which, you know, I would argue like there are pieces
of has a style.
Yeah, he has a style.
I thought his cable looked good there, just had no feet. And then when you shared, it's the Captain America. I was like, okay, but go on.
It was later on. But like when he was like in his prominence of the heydays, like it was fairly balanced. And again, he just met deadline. So it's like, yeah, of course we're going to give the guy that does, you know, decent to good work and can meet the deadlines. We're going to give him, you know, as much work as he can handle and stuff like that. So there's something to be said of that. For better or for worse, I mean, he is a footmark in comic history.
There you go.
Sorry.
We got it. All right.
That one.
So tickets will be on pre-sale soon, I'm sure, for this. So check out for
July.
That.
A couple more months.
And that's it for the movie cast, folks. It's going to wrap us up here on this one. So stay tuned for the Gamecast. Once again, we are live Twitch, Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock. Join us live for these conversations. YouTube has all the content, so go on over there, subscribe, smash the like button, leave us a comment over there. We appreciate you guys. See you over on the Gamecast. We are out.